Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. A lot of people to talk to on the show today, but I want to kick off the show talking about liveaboard diving. There's been a lot of stuff in the news about dive boats and things like that. You've seen it ad nauseum. But I want to make sure people understand how awesome liveaboard scuba diving really is. This is a level of diving that is just unmatched. And I just want to make sure everybody listening right now, whether you're a diver or especially if you're not a diver and you've thought that liveaboard diving was like way beyond your reach or that isn't the way to go, I want to set the record straight. And to help me do that today, I got Rachel from Explorer Ventures Liveaboards on Scuba Radio, the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio with us. Rachel, how are you? Welcome.
Great. Thank you. Hi, Greg.
Hey, you know, I got to tell you, Rachel is very dedicated too, because it's like, I don't know, crazy time. She's in Hawaii. So it's yesterday or tomorrow. I forget what it was. But anyway, she adjusted her schedule to join us today and share some of the love of liveaboard diving. Now, I know you. You're not just saying this because you work for them, but liveaboard diving is just the way to go. Are you with me on this, Rachel? Come on.
Yes, definitely. It's just as easy as putting on your tank and giant strutting off the side. You don't need to, you know, lug your gear to the boat or down to shore, and you get your food and drinks and accommodation all in one place. It's just the best way to go. Access to the best dive sites.
It really is. It's the most pampered way to scuba dive, period, because, you know, once you get on the boat, you set up your gear and you don't have to tear it down and put it back together for every dive. You don't have to lift it. You don't have to carry it hardly at all. I mean, it's just pampered diving. And I'm a wuss in that sense. I prefer to be pampered as opposed to have to put in all this extra work. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. Well, that's what the crew's there for, too. They love what they do. And yeah, and with liveaboards, it's pampered because you're moored right to the dive sites. So there's no need to travel. You can get up and have your breakfast and then dive in.
Yeah. Have breakfast, right? You roll out of bed, roll into breakfast, roll out of the breakfast area and into your dive gear and into the water. I'm telling you, it is just an amazing way to experience the underwater world. Very easy. And once you get kind of into the routine, I'll tell you, you don't really want to dive any other way. It's definitely a way to spoil yourself. Now, Explorer Ventures has been doing it for many, many years, 30 years now, I think, or thereabouts. You know, you have places you can go to all over the world, whatever your style or love or type of diving, they can provide that for you. So let's talk about some of the deals that you have going right now. What's going on with the Caribbean Explorer 2 and Saba?
Well, we have a couple exclusive offers right now and some last minute offers. We have trips in Saba, St. Kitts, St. Martin with Caribbean Explorer 1, as well as Turks and Caicos Explorer 2. For September and for October.
Nice.
Really, really steep discounts. And we actually have some last minute and exclusive offers this fall for many of our destinations. We have some rare last minute specials for Raja Manta Explorer and White Manta Explorer in Indonesia. Those don't open up often. So some great things going around right now.
Absolutely.
For those with last minute time on their schedule and wanting to get away.
Well, you know, September, October, the best time in the world to dive the Caribbean. You know, you got 6-7 days of diving, all your food included, They include booze, too, by the way, and drinks, things like that, too. So, you know, it's more expensive to stay home for the week than it is to go out with Explore Ventures. Oh, my gosh. ExploreVentures.com, 1-800-322-3577. You can call and connect with them. So I got to say, that's just one and a few of the specials that you're offering right now. But we got to talk about the new boat. It's making a lot of waves, literally. Tell me about this Emperor, right?
Well, yeah, Emperor Explorer has launched officially. Their first trip happened in the Maldives. So their first trip was the 11th to the 18th of August, and they are now operating on schedule. They got in made their splash on schedule. Brand new boat, and on the first trip, the itinerary the best of the Maldives. So a bunch of the different atolls, and they saw baby whale sharks and giant manta rays. Just all sorts of great exotic creatures that you'd see in the Maldives. So,
I love it. I can't. You know, I'm going in January. You got to figure out a way to get on that boat too, by the way, Rachel.
But yes,
Jerry Beatty is coming out with me. We're going out there to the Maldives in January. Towards the end of January. And you know, when you go out there, you might tag on some other adventures on the way, because it's a bit of a flight for us in the U.S. But I'll tell you, it's well worth it. I've been to the Maldives three times, so this will be my fourth time to the area. But this new boat, I mean, it's just crazy, the pictures. And the people that have been on it, they've already been writing some pretty positive reviews, I see. Is that right?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, quite a few positive reviews. A lot of them on the boat as well as the dives, but our crews over there are getting high regard as well, of course, because they're very dedicated. But it's great. It's great to hear all the feedback so far.
Now, is this one of those vessels, too, like they dive a little differently there in the Maldives, where you have the main boat, which would be the Emperor Explorer, and then you have this separate boat that handles all the dive gear and the compressors and all that stuff? Is that how they're operating with that as well, or do you know?
Yes. Yep.
It's just a different style of even liveaboard diving just in that part of the world. That's just how they run the boats, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And also on this itinerary, you're getting up to 22 dives per trip and all free nitrox for certified divers.
Ooh.
So a couple additions on there too.
Nice bonus. Yes. Now, you mentioned Indonesia. I haven't been to that part of the world. I assume you have. Is that right?
Yes, I've been diving over there. It's absolutely stunning as well.
So you said there are a couple specials that are very rare, but they're doing some right now for that part of the world with Explorer Ventures. But what is it about that area that's so unique as far as the diving? What are they known for? Because I haven't been there yet.
Well, of course you have one of the most popular is Komodo. So you have the Komodo dragons, and in that area, there's what's called Manta Alley, which is just a huge dive on just lots of mantas in that area. And then you have Raja Ampat, and well, there's really the reason why I had mentioned Indonesia as well is we actually have this new blog that's out of the site, this guide that allows you to pick which destination you'd like to go to by season or time of year, or what you'd like to see. And the reason why I put that out is because there's really, you can go to Indonesia and dive multiple different destinations, get an entirely different experience and every time you go there, which is why it's so unique and beautiful over there, because you'll never dive the same area twice if you want to go dive somewhere different.
Well, there you go. Absolutely. And that's what it is about, discovering new things and, you know, having the luxury of a vessel to yourself for the week. It kind of gives you that security, so to speak, of visiting a new place in the world so you don't get sensory overload. So you can always retire back to home and, you know, in your little cabin and that kind of thing, and really do it in luxury. It's such a great way to go.
And the best part of it with liveaboards is you can actually access a lot of these areas by car or by dive resort. You have to actually access them by liveaboard. And that's what makes liveaboard diving over there really, really the best, because you're not going to get to these sites in any other way.
Yeah. I mean, we can talk about it for days. And I honestly probably have. But the truth of the matter is, until you've done it, you really can't, you know, can't describe it totally because it's really just it's one of those things you have to do, and then you're going to be kicking yourself like, why didn't I start liveaboard diving years ago in my diving career? It just is so much fun, and so many people are a little hesitant at first. So you're with me on that as far as like, hey, don't be afraid, go book a liveaboard trip, and chances are you're going to be like everybody else who goes on these trips. And we'll want to do them again and again and again, right?
Yes, definitely.
Absolutely. All right, Rachel, get back to Hawaii, or should I say aloha? I don't know.
Aloha.
There you go. All right, Rachel from Explore Ventures, 1-800-322-3577, exploreventures.com. Okay, coming up, Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine is going to join us. He is heading to Grenada with me here next week, actually. And you're going to hear all about that in a couple weeks. And we're going to the Red Sea in October. It's going to be an amazing adventure. And, of course, we'll cover it accordingly here on The Big Show. Also, Pete from Scuba Board has been printing some stuff with his new 3D printer. We'll find out what he's up to as well next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Charlene, a.k.a. Champagne, coming to you live from the Spice Island of Grenada. I've also been crowned the Scuba Radio Mermaid for 2010. You're listening to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now here's my good buddy who never touched my tail in Grenada or anywhere on the planet, Greg the Dive Master on Scuba Radio.
Sexy.
They may call them bathing suits, but those bikinis aren't big enough to patch a roach burn in my jeans. La 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 la.
I don't even know what that means, but I guess we'll find out when we head over to Grenada Dive Fest Well, next week, actually, is when it starts. You're going to hear all about it a couple weeks from today as we broadcast from the Spice Island, Grenada. And Jerry Beatty is going to join me on that adventure. He's with us right now. Jerry, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm getting really excited. We've got some great stuff lined up.
Absolutely. Also, we got Pete from Scuba Board with us right now, who is multitasking. You're doing scuba radio and you are 3D printing. I am. How is that possible? Is it just magic?
You know, it's. I got the 3D printer in January. Mm-hmm. I've had to learn how to do CAD, you know, computer aided drafting to design things. But it's been really fun.
All right, so just so we're clear, what I'm thinking, what I have pictured in my head is that Pete from Scuba Board right now is creating his own woman, like in Weird Science. Why we do the?
Yeah, no,
no. That's not how those 3D printers work. You need to push the limits of that thing.
It might work that way for you, Greg.
Oh, come on. You need to, you know, expand your technology a little bit more along those lines. But no, you're actually using your 3D printer to make scuba diving things that maybe we could use in Grenada and stuff, all right? What are you
sure, 3D? Anywhere.
This is a thing. Actually, my son got one of these. And I told him that you were making, you know, dive clips and things like that. Is that what you're 3D printing right now? Is that what it is?
Right now, I am printing quick release clips that I got the design off of a place called Thingiverse.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Thingiverse, Thingiverse.com.
Okay.
Is a place where you go in there and type in scuba, and you'll be surprised at how much stuff has already been created and printed.
Okay.
Scuba diving.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of such a thing, Jerry Beatty? What about that?
Nothing like that. I mean, do it yourself at home scuba accessories. Now, that's a new one.
Yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of those little clips, you know, like an octopus holder or something like that, that's the kind of thing you can do with a 3D printer fairly easily, right, Pete?
Yeah. No, it's very simple to do something like that.
And you're always breaking them and you need more, so why not just print your own? I mean, that actually is kind of a cool
things like
thing.
Cave cookies. You can actually print your name into the cave cookie.
Customized
GoPro
cave
mounts.
Cookie. Now, I know what cave cookies are. Do you, Jerry?
No, I was going to ask.
Yeah, you know, it's a cave diving thing. You know, I've been training for my cavern course, and so now I know what a cave cookie is. And these are little triangle things that you, hook the line to?
No,
and mark.
No, cave cookies.
What?
Are not triangular.
Oh,
cave cookies are usually square or circular. Arrows are triangular.
Oh, okay.
Arrows show direction.
Mm-hmm.
Cave cookies are a non-directional marker, so when you mark something, you don't confuse someone else coming through the cave thinking, oh, out is that way. Because depending upon where you're in the cave, out may be that way for you, but not for the other person.
So are your cave cookies connected to the line that you're running to? Or no?
They've got the same little slots that a arrow has, mm-hmm. but they just don't have a point to them.
Okay.
Well, they have a point, but not that kind of point.
So it's kind of like claiming ownership of your cave line, I guess.
Yeah, and here's how it works for me. I'm coming in a cave, and say I've got to make we come to a T. There's the line ties into another line that goes either left or right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I come back to that line, I got to know which line to go out on. So I put a cave cookie on the line it came in on. So when I come back, I was just, oh, that's my line out.
Got it.
But I'm not confusing anybody else by giving them a cookie or an arrow that might confuse them as to where they're going. Maybe they think, well, that's the way I came in. No, this is the way I came in.
Right.
So it's just a way of putting something there and marking. It's we call them cookies because it's like a Hansel and Gretel, except these don't get eaten by the fish or birds.
Well, and it's important to have them, personalized to a certain extent because you could have multiple lines and you don't want to get confused with someone else's line. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
Okay. See, I haven't done it yet. I've just read about it, Jerry. So that's
very well.
I'm catching on to that.
There you go. Know? All right.
Yeah. Well, that kind of diving is definitely not for me. I get lost going to the restroom in a restaurant. So.
Well, you need to start running a line and dropping cookies. Well, boy, that doesn't sound right, does it?
I'll start that next time I go out to eat.
That usually happens when you didn't leave for the restroom early enough. Anyway.
Jerry, the best part about diving in a cave is there are absolutely no phones.
Good point. Well, that applies to all diving pretty much, right?
It does.
Yeah. We love it all. We love liveaboard diving. And, you know, that's what I was just talking about. And, you know, Jerry and myself are going to be doing that in the Red Sea. Have you ever been to that part of the world?
Well, Pete? I am jealous, man. I am jealous. Just so you know that I am jealous.
Okay. Well, that's part of the beauty of doing these type of trips. You get to go to places and then rub it into your friends. Like, hey, don't you wish you were me. Now, you've done that quite a bit to me. So,
well,
a little too.
Yeah, but then I do things like go to Fiji and break a leg.
Well, that's right. Yeah.
I'm sorry. You can't be that impressed.
Well, did you have anybody before that trip tell you, like, hey, where are you going? Go, I'm going to Fiji. We'll break a leg. No, I guess I didn't. You took a little too
long. You know, I will never say that to anybody again because I've been there. I've done that.
Right. And we've covered that on the show. But you're fully operational now. You're still kind of healing up, aren't you? But you're diving.
I'm up to like 75%.
Okay. All right. Is there anything you can 3D print to make your diving easier with a bum leg at the moment, or no?
You know, once I'm in the water, Greg, it's magic. You know, it's vitamin C, and the vitamin C that I need, spelled S-E-A.
Right.
You know, I just love it. You get in there, you're weightless. There's no pressure on that leg. I can kick as hard as I want to, and it still doesn't put as much pressure as my 300 pounds of weight puts on that
right.
leg.
But you couldn't, you know, just
getting in the water is awesome.
You couldn't just 3D print a new leg and you'd be good to go, huh? They haven't got that far advanced with those printers.
This one's now been reinforced with titanium plates. So, you know, when I get really solid, I'll be great.
Okay. All right. Well, other than clips and things with your 3D printer, that's about all you can do at the moment. Right? With
it? All sorts of stuff.
Okay, well, we'll dive into some of those items and talk about liveaboard diving and some other places we're planning to go next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Pete from Scuba Board and Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine are with me right now. I guess we can consider them part of the unofficial Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, whether they like it or not. It's a new thing we've been developing there, Jerry.
Do I get a badge?
We're working on shirts, maybe.
Jerry, you get badgered. It's more like it.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll get some of that. Ain't no doubt. Maybe there you could do some with your 3D printer for the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad. There,
sure.
Pete, what do you think? No,
I can make up a little Scuba Squad plaque.
Yeah.
For their doors.
Something. Yeah, it involves a branding or something. I don't know, but we take it for what it's worth, which ain't much. But what else are you doing with your 3D printer from a diving perspective, other than like clips or octopus holder or things or something like that? That's the most immediate thing I would think you could take advantage of with a 3D printer. Are there some other things that you're developing or have seen that are applying to your diving world stuff, diving life?
Yes, and actually, and this is where the CAD thing came in, is I've actually designed a battery holder for a underwater canister light that allow me to run with 12 18650 batteries and run my light and not have to worry about TSA, because you know you can fly with 18650 batteries, but once you start getting these batteries in a battery pod where they're all welded together, mm-hmm. it becomes dicier. There's more things you have to worry about as far as safety, as far as what's allowed and not allowed in your luggage.
Mm-hmm. So by creating your own little, canister for it, you're able to separate them or whatever and pack
actually,
them better?
Actually, I'm using the same canister. It's the battery holder inside of it. Instead of having a battery pack, I have where I can pop in 12, 18, 650s and pop them out. So if I use up the entire battery, I can pop in another 12, 18, 650s and keep diving. Whereas before, you'd have to actually charge up that battery pack. So I'm not limited by flight, and I'm not limited by how I can dive.
No limits. That's what he wants. All right, great stuff. We got more of it coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
I like to go deep. So one time I went very, 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 very deep with the computer and everything.
Water. 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 Water.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Pete from Scuba Board with us. Also, Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine. You know, Jerry and I are going diving here. Well, we're going to Grenada next week, and I'm really looking forward to that. When was the last time, by the way, you've been to that part of the world, Jerry?
It's been a while. It was on my regular once a year list, and then for the last, I think, 5 years, I haven't been down there, and it's going to be great to get back, especially get over to Kirikou,
yeah,
you know, and explore that little tiny speck of land.
Yeah, what about you, Pete? Have you ever been to Grenada, let alone Kirikou?
I have not. That sounds like an awesome place to go.
All right. Well, I know I've brought this up many a time, and you know, Jerry, I'm not even sure you're aware of this, but I've kind of turned CJ off to one of the surface interval things that we're planning to do in Kirikou that I'm really looking forward to. He thinks I'm joking because, you know, I bring it up and he just knows how I am. He thinks I'm trying to punk him or something, but I'm not.
You know, tell me, what do you got?
Well, you know, when we did the diving in Kirikou last time, we went to Grenada. We had an amazing time. You know, Kirikou is the little sister out island of Grenada. And you go over there, it's like when we went there last time, they literally had just filmed a Corona beer commercial, just to give you a visual, you know, image in your brain of what Kirikou is like and on the beaches and all that kind of stuff. And obviously the diving is spectacular. And on the surface intervals, they take you around to some of these little sand spits, and we had hermit crab races. I mean, the hermit crabs were as big as softballs. It was amazing. But they had this thing. They said, look, we're going to take you over to this little area, and I'm going to have the dive master scoop up some of this muck or mud. And we're going to get a couple buckets of this stuff, and we want you to rub it all over you because this is a spa treatment that the spas use in the area, and literally charge the tourists hundreds of dollars to have this done to them because it's a very, very, very fine, very dark mud, and it's kind of like a muck. It's only in certain areas of Kirikou where they have this out. And after we did it, they didn't say this till after we had rubbed all this stuff all over us. And it made for an awesome picture, by the way. They said that this is actually muck that's been digested by crabs. And that's what makes it so fine and effective in exfoliating your skin and turning in, you know, your face will feel like a baby's butt after you've rubbed it all over you and washed it off and stuff.
You buying this, Jerry?
I'm listening.
Come on. So, Jerry Beatty, you're telling me you never heard of this.
I think it's up there with Yeti poop or something.
No, it's I'm telling you, it's the truth. And it is a thing because I actually went and I talked to some of the hotels, and they do, you know, they have these like you hear what I said there.
Jerry, they
have these mud baths things, you know, and
it's not the truth.
It is the truth. I'm telling you. And they were laughing at the time. You know, no, they. Now I'm telling you, it is a thing, and it actually did feel pretty good after, you know, you wash it off, and it kind of exfoliates your skin, and it's all spa treatment kind of thing. But they have these mud baths, and they charge people like, you know, literally crazy amount of money to be able to sit in these things and rub this all over you, and we can get it for free in Keriakou. They know where to go to get the proper mud poo to rub all over you, Jerry.
The part I do believe is it feels real good when you wash it off.
No doubt. You know, you just kind of, I was thinking what we ought to do is just do it during our surface interval. Just leave it on, throw our gear on, jump back in the water and just, you know, kind of multitask, dive and have it wash off at the same time. You know, that's just me. You're not.
I think that's just you, Greg.
Okay. I got to work on my approach because CJ wouldn't buy it in either, but I'm telling you, this is a thing. And we had a great time doing this last time when we were on Keriakou. Now, the diving was just awesome and very, very colorful, especially for the Caribbean. You know, it's one of those cool kind of remote spots that not a lot of people get to. And maybe because of that, the reefs are really pristine and just very vibrant. And I remember this little point kind of like on the a cut of the island where, you know, if you went over too far, you start to get in the current. But those currents also were very beneficial to the marine life, and they just had everything there. Is that the kind of stuff you remember too there,
absolutely.
Jerry?
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Critter capital, lots of small stuff, lots of muck, and then you come up on some just gorgeous reefs.
Right on. Yeah, so, I mean, cool. I can't wait. Keriakou, yeah. So, and they also, you know, it's funny for me and Jerry and Pete, I don't know, tell me how you feel about this, but I have a tendency to kind of remember those, surface interval experiences more than I remember the diving a lot of times because, you know, you can find great diving almost on any island you go to or any place in the Caribbean, especially around the world. And sometimes, especially, throughout the Caribbean, it'll start to blur together a little bit. And you're like, yeah, where did I see that one spotted eel or this? And he's like, yeah, I forget which area, you know, what spot it was or what area it was in the Caribbean. But, man, the surface interval things and the people, you just automatically like, oh, that's when I was in Keriakou. We did this. We rubbed mud all
Remember
over
Mr.
ourselves.
Mr. Daniels in Stacia?
Yes, Joshua Daniels. Right.
Oh my gosh, that was such an amazing. I mean, we got to hold the 200-year-old copy, exact copy of the
Declaration of Independence.
Declaration of Independence.
So yeah. He says, I
mean, that was phenomenal.
It was.
Sure looked like it.
You know what? It was a black piece of paper. Couldn't see any writing on it.
You had to turn it in order to see it, to read
right.
it.
Right. Yes, exactly.
It was amazing.
But yeah, it wasn't like in a glass case or anything. It was just like in a folder or something. And he pulls it out.
No, it was duct tape to that
duct tape,
piece of
right.
plywood.
It was
duct tape to a piece of plywood.
Oh, God bless his soul. He was such a. But yeah, on the island of Stacia, yeah, they suppose he claimed he had one of the only copies of the Declaration of Independence. It was given to the country, and he gives this big long speech. And at the end of it, he pulls this thing, a piece of wood, a piece of paper stuck to plywood with duct tape and says, this is the Declaration of Independence. And we're all kind of looking at each other like, is he serious? What is it? But it didn't matter. It was an awesome story, right, Pete? That's the point. And
it
you
was
remember,
an awesome story.
You remember those kind of surface interval experiences. That's why, you know, it's so important to go to different places. I mean, like I said, you'll find great diving no matter where you go. But when you meet the people and you meet, you know, do these different kind of unique activities that they have, you know, part of their local scene or whatever, whether it's rubbing crab poop all over you or doing a Declaration of Independence story about the history of the island. I mean, that's really what stands out. Are you with me on this, Jerry?
I agree. I mean, it's the presentation alone, who cares if it was real or not?
Right. Just don't let the truth get in the way of a good story, right?
That's what you always say. It was great. Don't ever let the truth get in the way of a good story, you know?
Yeah, but all these things, like, you know, when we go to Grenada, it's called the Spice Island. And one of the other things you can go there to when we get onto the main island, they have all these plantations where they grow cocoa. And they're like the largest cocoa provider for Swiss chocolate, like in the world or something. So that's where Switzerland gets the cocoa that they turn into this famous Swiss chocolate and that kind of thing. And you learn about these kind of things, and it's kind of a unique, cultural exchange with the island. And that stuff just stands out with me. Some of it gets dulled with like their local libation. Like in Grenada, it's rocket fuel. So we may have to have a rocket fuel or two, because after two, forget it. You won't remember anything. But it has an extra little kick to it. You know what I'm saying there, Jerry? You know what I'm talking about, Jerry. I know you.
I do. And I'm... sometimes gets my arm twisted into having one of those. But boy, I'll tell you what, put on your seatbelt, because they are strong.
They will blast off your brain to a new dimension.
Absolutely.
So, and you want to remember your experience. You got to do that in moderation. But yeah.
Well, you got to get up the next day and go diving again. You don't want to mess that up.
Well, exactly. It's either like, a welcome rum punch and then you have a little recovery time and then you get ready for your diving, or you do it on the last day when you're done diving and you don't care anymore.
Exactly.
Right.
Grenada absolutely has some great diving. It's probably got the best wreck dive, not only in the Caribbean.
The Bianca Sea. We got to talk about that. The Sculpture Park, all kinds of cool stuff. And we'll do so next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hey, look here. Every once in a while, there's a technological breakthrough. All right? It's what we call in the business a game changer. They got these things today, I'm telling you. You can go deep sea diving with one. Okay. First, there was the clapper. You got the slap chop. George Foreman grill. Then you got this little baby right here. Okay. It tells you all the stuff about the oxygen content in your tank. If I'd have had this thing back in high school, the depth, that you can go. You talking about do some math.
That watch does that?
No, this thing here only costs $25. It's a calculator.
He's a high-tech diver, underwater man of mystery, a genuine survivor with all the latest dive technology.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Pete from Scuba Board, also from Dive Training Magazine. We have Jerry Beatty with us right now. He's going to be with me in Grenada next week. You'll hear all about it in a couple weeks as we broadcast from the Spice Island. Now, Grenada is known for, well, wreck diving for sure. The main island is definitely known for some really awesome wreck dives, specifically the Bianca Sea. Which you've done with that several times, I take it. Is that right there, Jerry, or what do you think?
Absolutely. It's spectacular. For a ship that big, I forget the exact length. It's 640 foot or something.
Yeah, it's a monster, yeah.
It's a monster. And you start out at the stern, and the current generally drifts towards the bow, so you get to go down the entire deck and superstructure, and when you get right in front of the superstructure, there's a giant swimming pool, and you roll down into the swimming pool, and you're out of the current. You can just lay there and look up.
There you go. Yeah, it's an impressive underwater playground for divers, for sure. Matter of fact, I did a rebreather dive on that last time I was in Grenada.
Really?
Yeah, that's where I did some of my training, and man, that was just amazing. We got down at the very bottom of the I think it was the Bianca Sea, or it might have been the other wreck, now that I think about it. But we're down we ended up being the deepest dive I've ever done. I was on a rebreather, but we were like at 175 feet or something like that. I mean, it's pretty deep, but on a rebreather, it was no big deal. I mean, we were doing a very specific profile. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, Pete. But we had this one, I remember looking up from the sand at about 175 feet and looking up at the bow of this ship, and it was just an amazing, I'll never forget that image, because you're just looking up like, oh my gosh, I'm you know, like at the bottom of this boat, and it's gonna like cruise right over me or something, you know. it was a really freaky perspective to witness. So I did that in Grenada and had my first 3-hour dive on a rebreather. So I've had a lot of experiences in Grenada, and there's so much to see. Even in a 3-hour dive, I didn't even come close to seeing everything they have to see there. And they've actually improved it. They have that underwater sculpture park there, right? That's very popular for snorkelers too, but obviously for divers. And they have all these underwater artist renderings of kids and circles, and evidently they've added to that underwater sculpture park, and we're going to be diving some of that stuff next week as well.
I'm excited about that one, Greg, because they had just started that the last time I was there, and I haven't dived it yet, so that'll be the first time experience for me.
Yeah, there you go. See, is this sounding appealing to you, Pete? You've never been there, right?
Gosh, I want to go.
Yeah, and then not to mention they got Grenada chocolate. You know, I mentioned the cocoa that they grow on the island they send off to Switzerland. Don't think they don't keep some of that stuff to themselves, because they do. And you can get
probably the good stuff too.
Yeah, I bet they probably keep the best to the locals, but you can grab some of that as a nice little souvenir. So that, well, some nutmeg and all that kind of, that's why they call it the Spice Island, I guess. They got all this stuff growing, topside. What do you think? Yeah. Is there something else you're looking for or looking forward to seeing more than the Bianca Sea and the sculpture park there, Jerry? Or what?
I am. And just before I talk about that, aren't they still the largest nutmeg production?
I believe so, yeah. Well, like I said, they have all the spices, and I remember we toured Nutmeg. They show you how, or a plantation where they show you how they grow it and dry it out. And, you know, cinnamon is another popular one, and obviously like cocoa.
Yeah.
But they got a bunch.
Well, no wonder the spice rum's so good down there.
That's right. That's where all the spice comes from, is right there on the Spice Island. Yeah.
The other thing I want to see are the sharks. I mean, Grenada is a very sharky area.
Really? I didn't know that.
Around it.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that. We'll have to see if they can take us around to see some of the sharks. Like what kind? Just Caribbean reefs?
Mostly Caribbean reef, but you get pretty much everything that comes through there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the one thing on the Bianca Sea, on the wrecks in particular, is it's very common to see spotted eagle rays. And, I mean, almost like clockwork. They're there a couple times every day, and they kind of know when they're going to be in the vicinity, and they schedule the dives around then. And sure enough, they'd be cruising by. And those are pretty, I don't know, they're not that common to see, all around the Caribbean, or at least not where you can kind of schedule an appearance by them. You know what I mean? Just a and chance encounter. But they seem to have it down there in Grenada for the spotted eagle rays. And those are kind of fun to kind of see up close.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's like watching dancers or something perform.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
Rays are magical.
Yep.
Absolutely. So
all of them are.
We got that coming up. And we got some liveaboard diving with Explore Ventures in the Red Sea, which is going to be totally crazy in October. I mean, we got a surface interval adventure. You know, we're doing the camels and the pyramids and all that stuff in Egypt. So you're going to hear all about that. But first up, Grenada Dive Fest. Then we got a few weeks. We got the DEMA show. You guys are all going to be for that, and then we'll be doing Red Sea. We got a busy, busy schedule ahead of us. You guys up for this?
I'm looking forward to it.
Let's go. Come on, Pete. You got to do some of this, too.
Sounds like fun, man. I got to figure out how to get there.
Yeah, well, you fix that bum leg of yours. Yeah, like I said, 3D print a new leg. You'll be good to go. All right, look, that was it for Hour 1. We got Hour 2 on deck. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving, including Roz from the UK. Stay close.
Each little snail here, know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we in love here, down in the mud here under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.